I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Now it's time for Uncommon Practice. Welcome everyone, I'm Neboi Shimatsura, and I'll be with you for the next 90 minutes or so as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Starting out tonight, we had an interlude from Wozzeck, one of the most important operas from the 20th century, written between 1914 and 1922 by Austrian composer Alban Berg, and first performed in 1925. The plot of Wozzeck deals with a soldier, a low-level soldier in the Austrian army, who is mistreated by his superiors and pretty much everyone else, and eventually he goes crazy and murders his mistress, and I think he commits suicide at the end. So some interesting macabre stuff for Halloween, I guess. Coming up next, we have some orchestral music from Roger Sessions, a composer from the United States, who was born in 1896 and died in 1985. This is the first movement of the Black Masker Suite, written in the 1920s, around the same time as Wozzeck. This work established Roger Sessions as a major composer of his day. Here is the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by, Leonard Bernstein, performing Black Maskers by Roger Sessions.
Thank you.
first movement of the Black Masker Suite for Orchestra by Roger Sessions. Uncommon Practice will continue right after this public service announcement.
Jazz musicians, listen up. Dig Your Roots is looking for independent, creative jazz artists from around the country. You could be featured on the Dig Your Roots website. You might even be chosen to appear on a national CD compilation and perform to live radio audiences coast to coast to coast. Deadline for submissions is October 31st, 2006. Dig Your Roots is a Canadian local talent development initiative of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. For more information and to find out how to submit, visit www.digyourroots.ca. Dig Your Roots. Discover your culture. Grow a consciousness.
And we're back here on Uncommon Practice. Coming up next, some interesting music from Henk Badings, a Dutch composer from, I guess, the mid-20th century. Badings was educated as a mining engineer. He didn't have any formal training in music at all, but somehow he managed to get his music performed and established a career for himself as a composer. Now here's a work from the 1970s, or maybe even the early 80s. This is for soprano, wind ensemble, and tape, featuring some computer-generated sounds, and also, I guess, some process sounds of various audio recordings. This work is entitled Armageddon, and it is performed here by the American Wind Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Robert Austin Boudreau. Armageddon, a piece for soprano soloist, wind ensemble, and tape by Dutch composer Henk Badinks. The time is 6:32 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. As always, I'm your host, Neboi Shimatsura. Well, now here's some quartet music, some string quartet music from Dmitri Shostakovich, probably the best known composer from the Soviet Union, and also one of the most important composers from the 20th century. He was very prolific. He wrote over a dozen symphonies and also 15 string quartets. Now we're going to hear the 15th one, the very last one, which he completed about a year before his death in 1975. Now this work is kind of unusual because it consists of six movements, all of which are very, very slow. And in fact, Shostakovich told some of his friends who were professional string musicians, he told them that the first movement of the quartet should be played so slowly that the audience starts leaving from boredom and flies drop dead in midair. Well, we're not going to hear the first movement, but we will listen to the last two movements of string quartet number 15 by Shostakovich, the fifth and sixth movements, performed here by the Eder String Quartet.
Thank you.
That was the fifth and sixth movement of String Quartet No. 15 by Dmitri Shostakovich. The time is 6:45 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Nebojša Matsura. Now it's time to take another short break for this announcement.
The Friends Of CITR card is here. Buy your card now and get great discounts at businesses throughout the Lower Mainland, including Antisocial Skate Shop and Gallery, Hits Boutique, Burku's Angels, the People's Co-op Bookstore, Spartacus Books, and Magpie Magazine Gallery. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of Businesses. Pick up your card today and support CITR Radio.
All right, now taking a look at local weather. Currently at the Vancouver Airport, we have clear skies. The temperature is 3 degrees. And the wind is out of the north at 5 kilometers per hour. The forecast for tonight calls for clear skies with a low of minus 2. Kind of chilly out there. Also some frost developing overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 7. Tomorrow night clear again with a low of 0. On Wednesday sunny with a high of 10. On Thursday we'll have some rain, but it'll be warmer. The low will be 8 degrees and the high 11. And on Friday, more periods of rain with a low of 10 and a high of 12 degrees. All right, now back to the music here on Uncommon Practice. Coming up next, we have an excerpt from A Balkan Requiem by Rastislav Kambasković, a Serbian composer born in 1939. Now, despite the fact that the title of this work alludes to the Catholic Mass for the Dead, the text for this work is actually derived from a poem, a secular poem by a modern Serbian poet whose name I can't recall right now, but the text is basically a sort of meditation on death in a, I guess, modernist and perhaps even surrealist manner. Here is the first movement of The Balkan Requiem by Rastislav Kambasković, performed by the Serbian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bojan Suđić.
Oh.
first movement of the Balkan Requiem by Rastislav Kambaskovic. The time is 6:59. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to Uncommon Practice, and I'm your host, Neboy Shramatsura, here with you for another half hour as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Now here is the motet O Sacrum Convivium by Olivier Messiaen, an influential French composer born in 1908, died in 1992. Messiaen was a very, very religious man, and he worked as a church organist in Paris for many, many years. And many of his compositions have some sort of religious element to them, but he only wrote one work that was actually to be used in church services, and this is that work. This is O Sacrum Convivium, written in 1935, so relatively early in Messiaen's career. Here is Groupe Vocal de France.
Thank you.
O Sacrum Convivium, a choral motet by Olivier Messiaen. Well, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we're going to hear some works by composers affiliated in some way to UBC. And to start us off, here's a work from Elisabeth Knudsen, who received her Master of Music in Composition this year from the UBC School of Music, and also holds a bachelor's degree in music from Simon Fraser University. And this work that we're going to hear now is entitled A Light Exists in Spring, and it was written in 2005.
It passes.
That was Around the Fire After the Dance, a song by Chris Sivak, who is currently pursuing a bachelor's degree in music composition right here at UBC. And before that, we heard A Light Exists in Spring by Elizabeth Knudsen, a graduate of the UBC School of Music, who received her master's degree in music composition earlier this year. And that was a performance from the Phoenix Chamber Choir, one of the many great choirs based right here in Vancouver. Well, now here is another work from a UBC composer. This is music for wind quintet and piano by Benton Rourke, who is currently pursuing a master's degree in music at UBC. He's originally from the U.S. and spent some time in New York before moving up here. This work is entitled B-Sides, and it's based on various sketches that the composer had from about 1997 to 2004, and he sort of mixed them all together and combined them. This is a performance of the Ad Mari Wind Quintet with pianist Alexander Schramm. This was from Sonic Boom 2006.
Thank you.
B-Sides by Vancouver-based composer Benton Rourke. That was a performance by the Ad Mare Wind Quintet with pianist Alexander Schramm. That was recorded in March of this year at the Sonic Boom Festival right here in Vancouver. The time is 7:25 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Nebojša Matsura.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week here on Uncommon Practice. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will join me again in 2 weeks on Monday, November 13th from 6 p.m. until 7:30 right here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Also online at citr.ca. And you can also find podcasts of Uncommon Practice and all your other favorite CITR shows on our website. Once again, that's citr.ca, and then you can click on the link for podcasts. Coming up now at 7:30 is Karasu. Alex Ushijima will be here playing some Japanese music. I'm Nebojša Matsura, and you've been listening to Uncommon Practice.